Today on CityCast Philly, spring and summer are some of the best times to have a drink or a meal outside. But many restaurants who had structured streeteries, you know, those spaces set up during the pandemic for eating outside on the street or sidewalk, are gone. City Council recently held a hearing about this because restaurants say there's just too many rules and regulations around outdoor dining. I'm speaking with a local food reporter about how city officials responded and whether we'll see streeteries again in the city. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Ali Mohsen, food and drink reporter at Billy Penn. Welcome back to CityCast Philly.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Okay, Ali, if you walk around the city, there's different types of outdoor dining. Places like Park in Rittenhouse Square, they have tables on the sidewalks. Attico, which I love, on Broad Street, has a rooftop. And Booker's in West Philly on Baltimore Avenue, they also have an outdoor space. I feel like we need some definitions. So how actually does the city define a streetery?
So according to the streets department, streetery is when a restaurant owner uses the sidewalk or curbside space or the parking space in front of their storefront for outdoor dining with seating that's protected by crash barriers. And there are three different types. There's the pavement streetery, which is seating directly on the pavement surrounded by crash barriers, just seats and tables. There's a platform streetery, which is on a raised platform, level or flush with the curbside, also surrounded by crash barriers. And then the structure streetery, which is where most of the conversation is. And that's an enclosed seating with an overhead covering. And there are restrictions with a structured streetery that don't extend to the pavement and platform streeteries.
Okay. You recently reported that City Council is trying to fix outdoor dining regulations that some restaurants say they don't like. Can you kind of give us a little history lesson here? How did we even get here?
Right. So before the pandemic, sidewalk cafes were the only type of outdoor dining program that the city offered. Streeteries are a result of COVID and kind of an allowance that was made during the pandemic against restrictions on indoor dining. And they were a lifeline for a lot of the businesses, but they also created what city officials and restaurant owners describe as a Wild West situation where nobody knew what they were doing. A lot of restaurants took the time and care to set up a space that they thought best served their customers and staff. But in a lot of other instances, you had safety violations. You had structures that blocked emergency access ways or encroached onto adjacent lots, or that became abandoned when businesses shut down and left as fire hazards or used as shelters. So there was a need for oversight that even business owners agreed to. But I think there's also an agreement that the outdoor dining program, which was the city's attempt to regulate the process, might have gone a bit too far in how restrictive it is. So to give an idea, before the regulations went into effect in October of 2022, and particularly during the height of the pandemic, you had about 800 streeteries in the city. And today, I just pulled up the number of currently active streetery licenses on the city's website a few hours ago, and it's at 21.
Wow, a major difference.
Yeah. And that's not to say that there are only 21 streeteries in the city currently, or that the businesses operating without licenses are breaking the law. Some of these structures have been approved, but don't have their licenses yet. And there's a difference between active and approved licenses. And it's that general confusion and slowness of the process that restaurant owners are criticizing.
Okay. So, Ali, what are the rules for running a streetery now?
To run a streetery that's approved by the city today in 2024, you have to meet certain requirements, which run from where your establishment is located to the distance, for example, from the corner. Your streetery has to be at least 30 feet from a street corner or intersection. Another location-specific restriction is zoning. Most of the zones that have been approved for outdoor dining in the form of streeteries are within Center City. being outside of that zone means you have to seek approval from city council, which can take upwards of a month and just adds another step to an already lengthy process.
What about money? Like, what kind of money is involved in this?
Cost is another significant factor, definitely, in that applying for a license alone costs just under $1,800. And a lot of the restaurant owners I've talked to have sunk like tens of thousands of dollars into their structures. Among those costs were HVAC systems, for example, that some restaurant owners installed in their streeteries, and then only to hear that HVACs weren't allowed. No propane heaters, no electric components of any kind were allowed in streeteries.
Oh, so those are like those heating lamps that you would see just to keep people warm when they wanted to eat outside during those cold nights, those fall winter nights.
Yeah, those aren't allowed in an enclosed structure, and neither is any form of electric heating or running electricity from your storefront across the curb to the streetery. So that creates a double challenge in terms of the weather and how cold it gets here and providing a comfortable environment for your customers and also keeping the space well lit. So there's that kind of back and forth between what restaurant owners are saying, restrictions that might go too far or might be a bit impractical from an operator's perspective.
Could more streeteries make a comeback in the city? More after the break. Okay, we've talked about what a streetery is. We've talked about some of the history. But Ali, let's talk about this hearing that happened. New city council member Rue Landau has taken up this issue and called for hearings earlier this month where restaurants got to share their thoughts on the rules and regulations that you mentioned. What did they say?
They shared their experience trying to either apply for the permits for the licenses or to keep up with the changes that different departments were asking them for. So for a lot of them, it was they had applied a year ago, right? They had met the deadline for the original application, but they still hadn't received an approval or their license, even though they had gotten approvals at all the various stages. For others, it was that the process as a whole was too restrictive, whether it was too expensive for them to carry through entirely, whether they weren't entirely sure where they themselves stood in that process. There wasn't the transparency that they had been hoping for.
They feel like they're kind of in a limbo.
Exactly. And having to deal with so many different departments, it's easy for communication to get disjointed, even for the simpler processes. Nate Ross, co-owner of the New Wave Cafe in Queen Village, he was one of the restaurant owners present at the hearing, and he's been vocal about this issue as a establishment has been in the neighborhood for 40 years this year, I think. He often says, you don't survive for four decades in this business by breaking the rules. Spent upwards of $25,000 building a structure that has met all the restrictions, that has gotten approvals through every step of the way, but he still hasn't gotten his license yet. It doesn't make sense to him that the process would be this difficult.
Interesting. Now, what are city departments' perspective on this issue?
I think hearing from the different departments, there didn't seem to be any opposition to streeteries. There seemed to be a general consensus that this is something that's good for the city, both economically, culturally, and to support small businesses. So the conflict was more in what the process should look like and what it has to look like right now with the resources that have been committed to it, and the nature of it being something that came up during an emergency. And practicalities that need to be considered. There was definitely one instance I remember through the hearing was Mike Carroll, who's a deputy managing director for the Office of Transportation and Infrastructure. And he brought up, this is an old city and the streets weren't designed to have little buildings in them. And that's one of the reasons why the guide had been so complicated to this point, to compensate for all these practicalities that need to be kept in mind. So the city stance throughout the hearing is that safety is its top priority. Part of that is avoiding any electrical or fire hazards or tripping hazards, avoiding any kind of cables running from the storefront to the streetery. and to make sure that business owners and the city also aren't held liable for any unfortunate instances that might happen, and to limit possibility for any instances that might happen.
I'm wondering, though, are there other ways restaurants can have outdoor eating areas with less, I don't know, hassle? What if they don't build like a full out structure? Is there some type of compromise here?
There definitely is. And that was one thing that city officials kind of encouraged, in that if you just have outdoor seating in the sense of like pavement or platform seating, just a few tables and chairs that can be removed at the end of business hours and throughout business hours are protected by crash barriers. Those types of structures don't require permits from LNI. They don't require approvals from the city's art commission. So it's a much quicker process to set something like that up. But for a lot of business owners, it's not enough. It's not adequate, either in terms of, you know, the seats are too small, the surface area, the ground is not level enough. So it's not a possibility for a lot of business owners.
You know, it's interesting because a few weeks back, I spoke with Raheem Manning, the Philly's nighttime mayor, as we call him. And he talked about just how some business owners really have some troubles with understanding some of the complex rules and regulations that we were talking about today. And also just having the time, right? Having the time to go down to City Hall and voice your opinion on, you know, an issue like streeteries. So what does that say? Like, just how business owners have had the time to be vocal and maybe some haven't.
Right. There's definitely, you have to be able to commit to, you know, spending the time to see this process out. Like, the city provided a visual guide for the outdoor dining regulations. It's a 28-page document with multiple blueprints and diagrams in it. And it's very complex for someone who, like, was brought up in the hearing by several council members, for people who aren't architects, you know, who got into the industry because they love to cook and they love food. Mm-hmm. One of the co-owners of Johnny Brenda's and Standard Tap and the International, all of which are corner spots and have outdoor seating, he said that they basically had an architect on retainer throughout the past few years just to ensure that what they were doing was okay, and that they wouldn't have to go back and like tear things down. And they still couldn't entirely avoid that. A lot of the architects during the hearing were talking about how one way to move forward would be to present restaurant owners with standardized models, basically just like three or four options to choose from. And I'm talking about like prefabricated models made with lightweight, safe material, where every restaurant owner can choose what fits best with their budget, with the space that they have to work with. And for a lot of restaurant owners, it would also help enforce equity.
What's the follow-up to the hearing that happened this month? Is city council going to help restaurants kind of get right with regulations before summertime, right? What are the next steps in this?
The next steps, according to Councilmember Landau, is her team is going to listen to all the testimonies that were collected both at the hearing and that were sent in. They had set up an online platform, I think a form stack or something, to collect testimonies in the lead up to the hearing from business owners as well as members of the public. And I think they're going to look into what considerations and what changes can be made, whether in terms of communicating with various city and even state departments just to provide more flexibility for some of the restrictions, as well as suggestions made by the restaurant owners of setting up an office, a liaison between the city and themselves. One of the biggest criticisms was the process being spread among like so many different departments where it was impossible to keep track of. And a lot of the business owners said they'd like to see a more centralized approach where the city's giving them just one office, one person per restaurant to communicate with. It'll come out in real time, check what needs to be changed, make those suggestions, and restaurant owners can address those suggestions in real time. And the city seemed open to that. The one response was more that while they thought it was a good idea, funds and just like budgeting would have to be considered. I guess the city had the expectation that the program would pay for itself through applications from the restaurant owners, and that hasn't really panned out as expected.
Now, Ali, time is ticking, right, for this issue. It's nice outside. Can we see some big changes to the streetery program in the near future?
Hopefully. I think that's part of the urgency behind it that was brought up several times, that I think everyone involved would like to see some change made in time for, if not spring, for summer. It's a crucial time for a lot of the restaurants. A lot of the business owners mentioned that, you know, for them, they're not out of the pandemic yet, whether it's customers that don't entirely feel comfortable sitting inside, or they're still struggling to recuperate all the costs that they lost during COVID.
Interesting. So much more we could probably talk about. But that was Ali Mohsin, food and drink reporter at Billy Penn. Great to talk to you about this story, Ali.
Great talking with you too, Trinae. Thanks for having me back.
We'll have links to Ali's reporting on streeteries in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about the future of streeteries in the city, share this with a friend. Rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye. Oh, yeah? Oh, my gosh, your cat really talks.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the cat's name?
Kish Kish.
Kish Kish. Kish Kish got a lot to say.
Yeah, it does. It's like, enough of this. Come feed me.
Right, right. I was going to say that. Enough talk about restaurants. I'm hungry.